The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Good morning. Welcome to your Wednesday morning briefing. Here's what you need to know to start your day with your host, former Saturday Night Live superstar Joe Piscopo, produced by Frank Morano, with news guy Al Gattullo, and traffic with Debbie Duhame. This is the Joe Piscopo Show on AM 970, The Answer.
8:05 on AM 970, The Answer, AM970TheAnswer.com, around the country, around the world. Assemblyman Dov Hyken, former New York State Assemblyman, son of a Holocaust survivors, and a great guy and a great friend of the show. I would love to go to Dov right now, and that's exactly what we're going to do. Dov, welcome back to the program, Assemblyman, and always great to have you with us, sir.
Thank you so much. Always a pleasure, Joe.
Well, I look to you, man. You and we're friends, Dov, so I could speak to you more casually, if I may. It's like, man, I'm telling you, I don't understand. I tell you, we talked about it over and over again, and I think we have to keep talking about it over and over again. The anti-Semitic rise, what's going on, and what's why people aren't just embracing everything like you're embracing your heritage. Is there a generation, Adobe, before we get into politics and Bill de Blasio, is there what's with the younger generation not understanding the strength of our friendship with the state of Israel, sir?
A lot of it may be, Joe, a lack of knowledge, a lack of knowledge of history. I think that's a big factor, not being aware of the history that you and I talk about, whether it's going back to the Holocaust, whether it's the basic facts about the state of Israel as an example. You know, this is a place in 1948. You know, all this discussion about a Palestinian state, Jewish state, it all could have been solved in 1948 when there was an opportunity for a Jewish state, a Palestinian state. And guess what? Israel accepted what was brought forward, to have a Jewish state. And the Palestinians had their chance in 1948. All they had to do was say yes, and there would have been two states, and there would not have been all the issues we've had over, you know, since 1948. But what happened was, I think people know the history, the state of Israel was attacked from all directions by all of its neighboring countries, and you've had the continuation of the attempt to get rid of the state of Israel. I mean, the history is there.
Yeah,
the 56 war, the 67 war, the Yom Kippur war, on and on and on. You know, the people of Israel want to live in peace, but unfortunately, you have those who don't want a Jewish state. Students, young people, including Jewish kids, they just don't know the history, and and they buy, you know, all this nonsense that is presented.
Yeah.
You know, it's incredible.
The propaganda that's out there, inexcusable. Thanks for your fight, though, Dov. Always appreciate you stepping up. Hey, by the way, I got to go right to this, man. I saw the video where you went after Rashida Tlaib. Was that at Rutgers University, by the way? Was that at,
yeah.
Oh, yeah, so what, Rutgers invites her to speak? Is that what happened?
That's exactly what happened. this group is called Muslims for Peace. And I sat there, you know, during this event. There were about 700 people. I was sitting there with my yarmulke on my head, proud Jew, listening to all of this, and it was all very, very nice. But, you know, this member of Congress, Rashida Tlaib,
yeah.
2 weeks earlier, Joe, I mean, you know, a lot of the media did not cover the story. But 2 weeks ago, a young child, a Palestinian child in East Jerusalem, went missing. 7-year-old child. And guess what? Before anyone knew the facts, you know, facts are important, right? Being aware of what happened. Before the facts were in, there was a tweet by one of the leaders from the Palestinian Authority blaming the Jews. A herd of settlers murdered this child. Tlaib retweeted that. Now, this is what we call, Joe, a blood libel. You blame the Jews. Can you imagine? What a horrible picture. You know, the Jews murdered a seven-year-old child. Yeah, what could be worse than that?
Yeah.
The only problem was the child slipped and fell into a drain, drowned.
Oh.
No one was responsible, but the Jews were blamed. Would you think that Tlaib would apologize for that? Would you think that she would say, I'm sorry, oh, it was all wrong? Instead, she continues and avoids. And let me tell you, we are going to continue to confront her, Omar, Linda Sasour. We're just getting started. You gotta, you know, talk is very nice, but you gotta confront these anti-Semites, plain and simple.
It was great. If you're listening, you can see if you go to Dove's website or his Twitter feed, it was hysterical. You were in there, you stood up, because Tlaib always looks so angry with that face. She always has a, you know, when my mother was, oh, what, she's got a puss on her face, you know, with the angry, with the face. What's with, why is she so angry? She's in America. She should be grateful to be here.
Exactly. I mean, she was, first of all, I think she was stunned. I was standing, Joe, right opposite her.
It was
I
great.
Would say 12 feet away. Can you imagine face to face looking at her? And Joe, I didn't do, you know, I didn't move towards her. I didn't do anything threatening. I wanted her to explain to the American people, to the people in that room, you know, 650 Muslims,
absolutely,
to explain how she could blame, how she could indulge in a blood libel. You know, when you make these accusations, Joe, you put it on your on Twitter, it spreads all over the world. The Jews murdered a child, and they never get the other side, the fact that it was all very innocent. In fact, it was Israeli medics who tried to save the child.
Look at that. Oh, my God.
And so I got to tell you, where are all the Democrats? Now, one Democrat said one freaking word.
I don't know. I can't. This is what I can't understand. Is it because, and you're younger than I am, man. I always say, well, I'm old.
I don't think so, Joe.
Well, I'll say.
I'm not so sure.
I say, well, you look great if you are. I said, because I brought up with my buddies. I keep telling you from South Philly, and I keep telling you the story I brought up, and I was indoctrinated into the beauty, the glory of the Jewish heritage, and I understood it, and you had to stand fast with Israel. You didn't even consider it otherwise. Now, how does Bernie Sanders is a Jewish guy from Brooklyn. Dolph, he takes in Tlaib, Omar. He takes in these anti-Semites. And is he ever going to be called out on this?
Let me tell you, he is a magnet for anti-Semites. Bernie Sanders is a magnet.
Whoa,
I mean, the people that he attracts, it's amazing.
You know.
Stunning. And you're absolutely right. Why doesn't the media deal with this? CNN, MSNBC, this discussion has not yet happened.
Right.
We're going
to
do everything in the world to force it to happen. All these people, pro-BDS, the people that undermine the Jewish people, the state of Israel, everyone is attracted to one candidate. Isn't that amazing? And that candidate, of course, is the Jew, Bernie Sanders, born a Jew. But you know what? With Jews like him, we're in a lot of trouble.
I know. And what about de Blasio, man? You got to tell me your reaction to Bill de Blasio.
That's pretty hilarious. I mean, you know, during the time, I mean, this guy, I mean, what chutzpah, what audacity.
There,
you know, he runs off to Nevada. I don't blame him for wanting to leave New York. I mean, with the situation the way it is under his leadership.
Yeah.
You know, he's endorsing Bernie Sanders. He's got a situation of anti-Semitism in his own city. You know, it's become like the capital of anti-Semitism under Bill de Blasio. And who does he run to? Who's his candidate of choice? Who does he think is going to be the best person for America? The guy who attracts all the anti-Semites. Is that a joke? I mean, am I dreaming? Is this make-believe world?
I love when you come on the show because I'm hoping that the the large group of Jewish voters. And I have a friend, and we've chatted about this off air before, my friend Rachel. What a dear, dear girl she is. Her parents, they're so they will vote Democrat no matter what. No matter what, they'll just vote Democrat. Which, it's not the Democrats I have problems with. It's the anti-Semitic rise within the Democratic Party that I have a problem with. And even if someone established Jewish families in New York, I hope they're listening now, Dovhike, and I hope they understand. Look, it's time to do a revolt vote. It's just time to just change it up a little bit. Because, they have it in their power to do it. The Jewish community does in New York City, yes?
It's not just New York City. It's all over. It's this year, 2020, I think it is important for Jewish Democrats and others as well. It's not just Jews to take a vacation from the Democratic Party. You know, people who want to be Democrats, God bless you. I'm a Democrat, for God's sake. But my eyes are open. I'm not blind. I see what's going on. You may not like everything about the president. I get that. I understand. But when you have hate, when you have anti-Semitism out there and it is legitimized by people like Bernie Sanders and the silence of the Democratic Party, when you have the Nadlers of the world and the Schiffs and the Schumers, not a sound coming out of them in terms of Tlaib. Why does she get a free pass? Why?
I don't know, Dov. I don't know. Thank God you're out there. And I say to my rabbi friends, Eli Kornfeld, Rabbi Herson, you know, from the Rabbinical College of America. And when I was driving down, I was going down 9th Avenue, and there was a group of young Orthodox Jewish kids, and they were yelling, Joe, thanks. Thanks for sticking up for Israel. They yell from the car to me, man. Is that great? I'm telling you, if we could just embolden and enable that group who are committed to the state of Israel to show up and just don't think that you got to vote like your parents. Don't vote Democratic just to vote Democratic. That's what's great about you, Dolph. You're being objective in this whole thing. Before we let you go, sir, the anti-Semitic violence in the city, where are we in that regard? This is horrifying.
Well, you know, look, we got to keep on top of it. We got to monitor it. I urge people out there, this is extremely important. The American Jewish Committee recently did a study that showed that 70% of incidents of anti-Semitism don't even get reported. I urge people, it's so important. If you are the victim on any level of hate, please make a report with your local precinct. It is so important. Our eyes need to be open. We need not to be afraid to confront those who hate. And we need to have our politicians, you know, I don't want to hear from politicians that are against anti-Semitism. I mean, that doesn't do it for me. I want to know what in God's name are you doing about it?
Amen. Amen, Dov. You're doing God's work. Assemblyman, former Assemblyman Dov Hyken, I could talk to you for hours about this. And did you see, by the way, Dov, before we let you go, the piece on CBS Sunday Morning, Jane Pauley's show, where they did a piece that they were on the 75th anniversary of Auschwitz. Did you see that piece? It was a great piece.
Listen, I got to tell you, Joe, I'm not going to tell you I live every day with the memories of Auschwitz, but being that my mother was there, physically there, that my grandparents were murdered there in 1944, you know, I can't get it out of my system in the sense that we're watching something unfold worldwide, hatred towards Jews. You know, Jews are approximately 15 million in the entire world, Joe, of 8.5 billion people. And there's this thing of being consumed with hatred of the Jewish people. You got a problem, Joe? Blame the Jews. It's not your fault. Just blame Jews.
Yeah, it's true. Dov, thank you. Welcome here anytime, my friend. Hopefully we'll see you.
Love you.
Love you too, sir. And thank you, Dov. Thanks so much for all that you do. There's a Dov Hyken right there. So true to his heritage. It makes me so proud. So I always say, if you're listening and you're younger and you're part of the folks that I talk with a lot and that I go speak out and about when I'm out and about to the young Jewish community, tell your parents to stop voting the way they're voting. You know what I mean? Really, look to, you have to be more objective. Everybody just blindly votes, you know, for the Democrats. And you have Nadler and Schiff, just exactly what Dove said. And Chuck Schumer, for goodness sake, not saying a thing about this anti-Semitic rise that is happening within the House of Representatives. So just starting there. Hey, 20 minutes after 8 o'clock, you know, Commissioner Bernard Kerik is a friend. You know, Commissioner Bernard Kerik got a full presidential pardon from Donald J. Trump. And you know, Commissioner Kerik's going to be live on the radio with us, and we're very proud to have Bernie with us coming up momentarily. Right now, Susie Cerrone is on the roads on AM 970. The Answer. Thanks, Susie.
My pleasure. Good morning, Joe. Somebody's having a tough day. There's a stalled taxi on the FDR North, and it's 79th Street. In the right lane, you're solid from the 20s up through the 70s. Alternate side in effect. Inbound, George, okay for the upper. Watch out on the inbound lower level underneath the apartments. The stall has the right lane blocked. Inbound Lincoln 15 in at the Holland 15 to 20 from either approach. An accident on 440 southbound at Industrial Avenue is gone. Accident in Edison 287 northbound at exit 1. There's one on 78 eastbound at exit 24. Accidents on 80 in both directions. 80 eastbound at exit 55 in Totowa. 80 westbound at exit 43 for 287. In Westchester, a crash on 9A southbound near 117. Minor delays on the thruway southbound 13 to 12. Really bad accident in Greenwich, 95 northbound, right before the way station near exit 2. Just one lane is getting by, and 95 southbound near 2. One lane is out with the emergency vehicles on the scene. Now you know how not to go. I'm Susie Cerrone on AM 970, The Answer.
820 with Joe on the radio telling you about Route 22 Toyota. Route 22 Toyota, 855-621-9949. You got till 825. It's 820 right now. You got till 825. First five callers, next 5 minutes, free multi-point inspection, free oil change, and a free filter from Route 22 Toyota. What? Isn't this great, though? You get a free multi-point inspection, oil change, and filter from Route 22 Toyota if you're one of the first five callers. In the next 5 minutes, all European models are excluded. 855-621-9949. Come on. How many times you get something for free? This is something for free from a beautiful dealership. And you don't have to deal with dummies when you go to Route 22 Toyota. You'll see Chris and Johnny are there, Carmelo, Angelica, Iggy Giuffre. He is my man. This is the family that is Route 22 Toyota. And now they want you to experience the smart way. You know, the smart way to buy a car is at Route 22 Toyota. You hear us talk about that. Now, Alex Kinsella, the general manager, wants you to experience a smart way to service. So he came up with the concept. First five callers, next 5 minutes. Do you love this? Free multi-point inspection, free oil change, and a free filter from our friends, the family at Route 22 Toyota. 855-621-9949. 855-621-9949. First five callers, next 5 minutes. Free multi-point inspection, oil change, and filter. 855-621-9949. I dropped my voice. I whisper for dramatic effect. Thank you. Route 22 Toyota, right there on Route 22 West in Hillside, New Jersey, or at Route22Toyota.com.
Dennis Prager is amazed there are Republicans.
They ask, where are all of these Republicans coming from? And I do too. I ask the same question. You are lied to from kindergarten through graduate school because you are indoctrinated rather than educated. And somehow see through that?
The Dennis Prager Show. Weekdays at 1, right before Sebastian Gorka at 3 on AM 970. The Answer.
Make refreshing updates to your home with great deals on new appliances by starting with Lowe's. Because now at Lowe's, you can get up to 30% off select appliance special values. That's 30% off appliances, including an LG SmartThink top load washer featuring turbo wash and front load dryer, both for just $13.96. And change up your color. 25% off Valspar and HGTV Home by Sherwin-Williams, interior and exterior paint plus primer. Whatever's on your list, do it right for less. Start with Lowe's. Offers valid through 1/22, U.S. only.
Listen to AM 970, The Answer, on Alexa, tune in, iHeart, or radio.com.
Well, don't. Joe on the radio, 823, Commissioner Bernard Kerik is standing by. If you're looking to show your clients or employees just how much you appreciate them and really make your business stand out, you got to go on the Atlantis Luxury Private Yacht. We love the Atlantis. Captain Fred is awesome. You know, the Atlantis is an impeccably designed three-deck mega yacht with two state-of-the-art bars, magnificent dining room, large dance floor, immaculate restrooms, gorgeous upper deck, perfect place to watch the sunset behind the Statue of Liberty. can make the sign of the cross as the Idalas do. We always make that. We really do as you go by the Statue of Liberty. Breathtaking views. This is great. You know what? It's fully insured, Coast Guard certified, family owned and operated. It's a mega yacht, perfect venue for corporate event. You want to impress somebody in your business. I know a lot of law firms. Listen, you know, if you go on the Atlantis with Captain Fred, oh, man, it makes the best impression. Bar mitzvah, bat mitzvah, birthday, anniversary. How about a retirement party? How about a retirement party? You name it, they got it. Call New York Cruises to schedule a private viewing of the Atlantis, 212-633-1231. 212-633-1231. Mention AM970, The Answer, for a free menu upgrade. Or go to, please, NewYorkCruises.com.
Dan Proft, coming up tonight at 9 on AM970, The Answer.
Jersey Joe on the radio, it's 824. Commissioner Bernard Kurik, former NYPD commissioner, he got a full pardon from president, a full presidential pardon, and I'm telling you, this guy's being pulled every which way. Yet he's kind enough. He was joined. He was with the guys earlier this week, and now he last week. Now he's with us this morning. We just lost him for a second. That's okay. Thank you, guys. Commissioner Kurik, the fact he was with Frankie, they made news with when he comes into the studio. He's always been so loyal to the show. And now, when I heard he had a full presidential pardon, I said, what? I called him. He actually picked up the phone. Commissioner, welcome to the show. Bernie, congratulations, man. Congratulations. What a hard, long fight. And God bless you. This is very, very exciting news, sir.
It was pretty exciting, Joe. Pretty exciting.
And thanks for picking up the phone, man. I was so excited. I know everybody's hitting you up because the president just happened to mention it. A reporter asked it. I said to my friend, Captain Frank, did they just pardon Bernie Kurik? Boom! I call you. You pick the phone up, man. Well, listen, very exciting. Yes, sir.
Times, Joe, there's times in my life, you know, there have been times in my life where it gets pretty busy, you know, and I've woken up to, you know, 75, you know, text messages or whatever, and it's kind of a crazy day. Yesterday, 1,600 text messages. I still have 400 or 500 on my phone.
Oh, my gosh.
You know, I honestly think anybody that knows me, that has my number, actually called me, sent me an email or text or something. I don't know.
Yeah, I tell you, you're much loved.
It was a pretty crazy day.
Well, you're much loved, man, and all that you went through. And then, and again, I will say this once, I'll say this 1,000 times. What you went through at 9/11, you can't take that away. You're a warrior. You with Rudolph Giuliani right in there. And then how Rudy says how you could tell a guy when you're in 9/11, if you heard Mayor Giuliani on this show, and he said Bernie Kurik kept his face strong, and there was confidence in the face of Bernard Kurik. That's what Rudy said on this show, man. And it's so, so true, so we appreciate it. But tell us all that you're going through, how you were railroaded, and your feelings today, Commissioner.
Well, I'm not going to get into my case. What I am going to get into is, you know, my appreciation, my thanks, my gratitude to the president for pardoning me. But honestly, Joe, for the others as well. I mean, you have three women that were serving these draconian sentences for drug offenses, women of color, that nobody's really paying attention to because they're focused on me or Blagojevich. But, I mean, you know, these women shouldn't have been in prison. Somebody else should have done this before him. You know, and this, I think the pardons and the clemency yesterday by this president is a demonstration that he gets criminal justice reform, that he understands it. He wants to do something about it. And I'm telling you, man, I couldn't be more happy. I couldn't be more proud, especially this is all I've worked on since I came out of prison. This is all I've talked about. This is all I focused on. Yeah. You know, injustice, you know, whether it's the injustices within the criminal justice system now and the, you know, selective and political prosecutions or the unjust prosecution of Eddie Gallagher that I worked on.
That's right.
I couldn't be more proud of the president and what he's doing, and I couldn't be more happy for the honor he bestowed on me, which is basically he made me a full citizen again. Because when you are convicted, you lose many of your civil and constitutional rights until the day you die, no matter what your sentence is. They could give you probation. You never go to prison. But at the end of the day, there's 40,000 different collateral consequences that that get tagged on to you because you are now a convicted felon. And if he doesn't pardon you with a full presidential pardon, that stuff lives with you until the day you die, which is wrong.
And so now you're able to do anything right now. Legally, you could be the Homeland Security head. You could be
crazy, Joe. Let's not get crazy. We're not going there. No.
Come on, Bureau of Prisons. Frankie's been pushing for that Bureau of Prisons. Yeah, come on, you're the guy.
I'm sure. No. You know, somebody asked me if there's a possibility you're going to run for office, you're going to do something. I said, yeah, listen, my 17 and my 19-year-old daughter, Selena and Angelina, they would beat me with a bat. They would pummel me if I went down that road. So that's not happening.
I know. Bernie, tell us where you were when you heard the great news. I mean, what were you doing? Could you walk us through that?
Actually, Joe, I was in Florida. I was in Florida working. I was doing work and I got a call from the president a couple minutes before 12 yesterday.
Wow.
And he basically said, as we're talking, I am signing your full presidential pardon.
Wow.
Your record will be expunged. And honestly, I feel like an idiot. You know, I got completely emotional. I couldn't even talk. I was I'm sitting there, I got tears running down my face. Yeah, I'm trying to talk to him, and I felt like a fool, but, I think he got it. I think he understood it. He said, go, move on with your life. He thanked me for my service, both before my conviction and after, for what I've been doing in criminal justice. Yeah. And I hung up, and I just sat there for about... Literally, I sat there for about 5 minutes staring at the phone thinking, okay, what does that mean? Like, what does that mean? Like, who am I calling? Like, what do I do? You know what I mean? But I was stunned. I was stunned.
You know, that is perfect because you're sitting there, you go, now, who do you call? Who did you call first? Your wife, of course, right?
No, I sat back and I tried to call home. I wanted to tell the family and... I couldn't get through, and then I got my daughter, who's in Michigan State, Celine. I got her on the phone. I told her, and naturally, and this goes to your point about, getting appointed to one of these jobs or running for office.
Yeah.
She goes, oh, Dad, is it going to be like one of those press days, because, kids, they're so... they're so used to the negative, the attacks, and I'm telling you, man, since yesterday, I get direct messages on social media.
Yeah.
You should have gotten the death penalty. Like, what? Really, dude?
Oh,
like,
my God, really? Man.
People, I think people are insane. I mean, some people are literally insane.
Yeah, and it's true.
Derangement system has people like, some of these people need help. They need help. Like,
but
the stuff that they send you or they say is like completely insane.
I know. And you did, and correct me if I'm wrong, Commissioner, I'm sorry, I should know that. You did 4 years. You served all 4 years, yes? Is that right?
I was sentenced to 4 years.
Yeah.
With a good time and halfway house time. I did 3 years and 11 days.
Yo, man, that's a lot.
I did my time. Yeah. I did my, I did my probation, my 3 years probation. I did exactly what I was supposed to do. But here's the deal, Joe. Even with all I did, you still have the loss of civil and constitutional rights that you never get back. You never get back until the day they put you on the ground, which is wrong. The punishment, the founding fathers created the laws, wanted the laws so that the punishment would fit the crime.
Yeah.
But today, that doesn't happen. That doesn't happen because there's 40,000 collateral consequences that follow you as a convicted felon, regardless of your time. You can get probation, but you still get personally, professionally, financially destroyed because of that conviction, and it never goes away. So unless you get a full presidential pardon by the president, you're destroyed for life. For life.
Yeah, I love that.
It's not right.
You know, you were friends, because I know during 9/11, I tell you, you're such an integral part of that, that we looked at. You're one of the heroes that we looked to that brought the great city of New York back, man. Back! We were down. It could have been done. They could have won, for God's sake. You, along with Mayor Giuliani, fought so hard, more so than anybody in Washington, by the way. It was New York. And you, Donald Trump, you must have, you know, known him back then and had dealings with Citizen Trump back then, yes, Bernie?
Well, I've known him. I've probably known him since 92 or 94.
Yeah.
But I'll tell you two things. 2 days before the attack, 2 days on September 9th of 01, I actually have the photo sitting in my office. My friends and family had a surprise birthday party for me at the Dillon Hotel in Manhattan. Mm. It was a Sunday evening. And Donald Trump and Melania, who he was not married to at the time, he stopped by to that birthday party.
Wow.
And it was 2 days before we attacked. 2 days later, we were attacked. Mm. And, you know, on the night of September 11th, the president sent, he wasn't the president, but Donald Trump sent a couple hundred people down to Ground Zero to work, that worked for him. And then consistently throughout the next several months, I would see him down there, you know, walking around Ground Zero, you know, inspiring the troops, you know, stopping and taking photos, meeting people. He was down there a lot. I gave him a lot of credit for, you know, and listen, he wasn't the only one. There were all kind of celebrities, you know, we had celebrities and sports figures and things like that. But Donald Trump at the time was an icon in New York City, right?
Yeah.
He was somebody
yeah.
that everybody
yep.
knew,
yep.
everybody loved, everybody, you know, they respected. You
exactly.
know? He wasn't a racist then, like they call him today.
Yeah,
it cracks me up. Like all these people that call him a racist today, back then, you know, he was the farthest thing from a racist. You know, and now, to, you know, he becomes president, all of a sudden became a racist. But, you know, I give him a lot of respect for being down there. And I'll tell you, man, I just on a personal note, I don't have the words to thank him for what he's done for me, for the others, for Rod Blagojevich, who, you know, Joe, I fought for the last two
yeah.
or 3 years
yeah.
to get him out of there. 14 years. We put a guy in prison for 14 years for talking about something that he did not do. And that there was where there was no personal, professional, or financial gain, which
yeah.
is completely insane. We don't put terrorists. We
that's right.
In the same courthouse, a kid that was convicted of terrorism, plotting to blow up a mall, they give him eight.
Unbelievable.
What kind of world do we live in, man?
Well, you know, it's beautiful. What's going through, you're listening now to Commissioner Bernard Kurik with Joe on the radio, and a full presidential pardon from President Trump. All of that's going on. All of that, and I talked about this earlier on the show, Bernie, what's happening with the Department of Justice, how much we admire the FBI, the rank and file of the FBI, law and order in this country. But for some reason, there are now more than ever, all of these politicians, whether they're U.S. attorneys, whether they're district attorneys, whatever the prosecutors, they go after just for their own political gain. I tell you what, Bernie, what you went through, I think really will change the tenor of all of that throughout the United States for years to come, sir. And I'm praying
for
that.
You know what, Joe? Listen, it's not only what I went through, but more importantly, as bad as this has been, I honestly believe in the end,
yeah.
what the president has gone through is going to be educational for every American in this country, because if they can do this to the president,
yeah, yeah.
if they can pull off these selective and political prosecutions on the president of the United States, then they can do it to any damn American in this country and destroy your life. So you better pay attention and you better get your legislators to stop it.
Commissioner Couric, you know, I know you from being the hero of 9/11 with the mayor. We know that. And then I see you when you say to me, Joe, we were at an event. Joe, I'll pick you up. I got a car. And in the car, your wife, your daughters, you're a great dad. And when I see what you did and have done for Eddie Gallagher, you know, you're a great American. This is so overdue. And to say congratulations is just so minimal. But Bernie, we so appreciate your service to the country. God bless you. Godspeed. We can't be more happy for you. God bless you, Bernie Couric. And thanks for joining us this morning, my friend.
Thanks, Joe.
Commissioner Bernard Couric right there. Full presidential pardon from Donald J. Trump. 8:38 with Joe on the radio. Big Al Gattulo standing by with the headline news on AM 970. The Answer.
News, opinion, passion. This is AM 970. The Answer.
42 degrees at 8:39. I'm Al Gattulo with local news first. Here's what's going on. It's not exactly loaded with luxuries, but an island along the Jersey Shore is being made available for sale. Private Islands, Inc., which specializes in selling and renting private islands, as its name implies, is running a listing for a 19-acre island off Wildwood. Dubbed No Man's Land, drone video shows the chunk of land to be a grass-covered, non-developed piece of real estate barely above the water level. However, the island, selling only for a mere $200,000, can be raised with proper permits and is only subject to $360 in taxes a year. A popular weight loss drug being recalled. The FDA says Belavique could raise the risk of cancer. The maker disagrees, saying the benefits outweigh the risk, but the company is still taking action to voluntarily get the drug off the market. The FDA says pancreatic, colorectal, and lung cancer are reported more often from using Belavique. Patients are told to stop taking the drug immediately, toss out any leftover pills. Doctors are also being told to stop prescribing it. In sports, the Devils were shut out in St. Louis by the Blues by the final of 3-0. College hoops tonight, Syracuse at Louisville, 7 o'clock tip-off on The Answer. While on WMCA, Seton Hall hosts Butler. The tip-off is scheduled for 6:30. Sports is brought to you by Retro Fitness of Flemington, New Jersey. Sign up for their ultimate membership today and enjoy a $0 enrollment fee. Retro Fitness, your goals, your way. Stuck in traffic? Susie Cerrone's got the answer.
Partly cloudy and 42 in the city. What's going on? We have the answer. Checking traffic, alternate side in effect. The stall taxi on the FDR north at its 79th is gone. Right lane reopened. Delays, though, on the FDR from the 20s through the 70s. Inbound, George, for the lower level. You've got a stall in the right lane underneath the apartment. Stick with the upper. Inbound Lincoln and Holland, 15 to 20 minutes apiece. Accident in Edison, 287 north at exit 1. An accident on 78 east when at exit 24. At least one lane is out. And a crash in Parsippany, 80 west when at exit 43. For 287. In Mount Pleasant in Westchester, a crash one lane out on 9A southbound near 117. New York State Thruway southbound, minor delays 13 to 11. A really bad accident in Greenwich, 95 northbound near exit 2. You're getting by on the shoulder northbound, southbound, one lane out with emergency vehicles. Your forecast today, sunny and windy, high of 44, Thursday cloudy and 37. Now you know how not to go. I'm Susie Cerrone on the Joe Piscopo Show on AM 970. The Answer.
Are you tired of staring at that dent? At Mako, getting collision repaired is as easy as book, quote, fix. Come to Mako for a collision repair backed by our best price guarantee. Uh-oh, better get Mako.
Joe on the radio telling you about Balance of Nature, fruits and vegetables in capsule form. Boom! That's all it is. Fruits and vegetables in capsule form. What if I told you, you know, you could get fruits and vegetables, all the good things, all the nutrients from fruits and vegetables in a vegetarian capsule, 100% whole food plants and fruits and vegetables. What if I told you, you hear the excitement in my voice? Can you hear it? I know you can hear it. You can sense it, right? A daily dose of Listen. I love you for listening. I really do. You're like family. Right? I can talk to you like family. I love you. Balance of Nature is, I use the word miraculous. I don't know how Dr. Howard came up with this concept, but it is brilliant. A daily dose of Balance of Nature capsules has 10 servings of 31 different fruits and vegetables. When I do ShopRite at home, I order the raspberries, blueberries, the strawberries. And then you know what I do? I never eat them because I'm running around like a mamalouk. I'm running around all over the place, right? But I make sure I stay on a very strict regimen of Balance of Nature. And by the grace of God, certainly, I just feel better. I just, everything about it, I don't want to jinx it, you know, but but I'm not a clinical study, right? I can't tell you that, but I can tell you it works for me, and I think it will work for you. And then I love the Howard family. Not only that Dr. Howard has the ingenuity to come up with a vegetarian capsule so it doesn't upset your stomach. I love that. And put the 100% whole food plants and fruits and vegetables in Balance of Nature. They are kind enough to give you free shipping and 35% off on your new preferred order of Balance of Nature. How about that? So now is the time to call 800-246-8751. 800-246-8751. I love you. I worry about you. You might want to try Balance of Nature. Go to balanceofnature.com, please. Check out the discount code, The Answer.
Save big every week at Modell's. Visit your local store for special unadvertised deals. Shop all kinds of styles from brands you love like Nike, Adidas, Under Armour, Champion, Unipro, and much more. Are you an athlete and gearing up for the season? We've got you covered for every sport. Whether it's your first time playing or you're a seasoned veteran, Modell's is the place to go. But wait, what about professional sports? Don't worry, we've got that too. Whether you're the casual or diehard sports fan, we've got jerseys, tees, hats, and much more. You gotta go to Mo's.
Hi, AM 970 listeners. Steve Adubato here. On One-on-One, whether it's politics, pop culture, business, or Broadway, we've got the conversations you want to hear.
There is always something to learn.
Do you enjoy talking politics?
No.
That's a good question. High five.
So check out my show, One-on-One, weeknights at 7 p.m. on NJTV and 12:30 a.m. on WNET 13 and online on NJ.com.
Hey, it's Joe Piscopo. Catch my friend Steve and his great lineup of guests every weeknight on One-on-One with Steve Adubato.
Take AM 970 The Answer anywhere you go with our mobile app. Get in on iTunes, Google Play, or listen on TuneIn, iHeart, Alexa, or Radio.com.
Hey, Joe on the radio, I'll tell you about Home Title Lock. Home Title Lock, the FBI calls home title theft one of the fastest growing white collar crimes. I'm telling you, that's the way they showed me. The Home Title Lock, the folks told me, said, look, we took your title. I said, how did you do that? The criminals find the title to our homes online, right? And they file fraudulent documents claiming to own them. But it gets worse. People have literally been evicted from their own homes because of this. I keep telling you about this one gal that got evicted from her own house and lost $85,000 in equity. Are you kidding me? Nobody believes that your home can get stolen this easily, but it's happening. So we need you to get Home Title Lock. Home Title Lock. No insurance or bank protects your home from title theft. And first things first, here you go. Go to HomeTitleLock.com, right? Register your address to see if you are already a victim and you don't know it. Then sign up to protect the legal title to your home. And to get started, I got you 60 risk-free days of protection. 60 risk-free days of protection. Go to HomeTitleLock.com and check it out, please. HomeTitleLock.com. That's HomeTitleLock.com.
Eric Metaxas, the show about everything. Tonight at 11 on AM 970, The Answer.
Oh, baby, you dancing with me? Come on. Come on. Come on close, baby. Let me hold you. Here we go. Here we go. Great. You really got a hold on me. Believe it, baby. Hey, 8:46 with Joe
Smokey
on the radio.
It's Smokey Robinson's birthday.
Okay, let me guess. Don't tell me. Smokey Robinson's birthday. Yes. He lived in Englewood for many years. I think he still may be over there. Great guy. Let me just hold on. It's his birthday today. Frankie Fibre. 70.
He's still performing, by the way.
74.
No.
What?
You don't want to?
I'm afraid to go. I don't want to insult the guy. He's younger or older? Younger or older?
Older.
Really?
Yeah.
Go ahead, give it to me.
80.
Smokey.
He is 80 today.
Oh, really?
Born February 19th, 1940 in Detroit.
That makes me feel so good.
Also,
today is Jeff Daniels' birthday, who's, in addition to being a fine actor, actually...
He's 80 as well, did you know? He looks great. He looks great.
He's a fine musician himself.
That's true, well. He is.
Yeah, that is so funny. You know, it's so funny, because we were at Cavuto yesterday. We're talking, the Neil Cavuto show. We're talking, and one guy goes, I'm 70. One guy looks great. He said, Peter Dietrich, I think is his name, the lawyer. I said, you look great, man, 70. And then I'm thinking about all the guys, Bruce Springsteen, 70, going on to 71, on stage, 3.5-hour concert. And the president of the United States of America, Frankie, 74, right? 74, Donald Trump is, correct?
He'll be 74 in June, I believe.
But what if you're like 67 and you don't look that great?
Well,
like, that's what I mean. Like, no, seriously, this is a serious question. Because you see people that are older, you know, and you ask them, how old are you or whatever, and they tell you, and you go, wow, you look fantastic. But then you come to a guy, and you say, how old are you? And he says, I was 66. And you go, ooh, well, all right, you look a bit weathered there.
I've had people say that to me. I swear to God.
No.
My birthday. And I'm thinking in my mind, you're 87. I don't say it, but I go, how old are you? I'm 45. How about that, Joe?
No, seriously. Oh, boy. You look mm-hmm. fantastic.
Tell me more, darling.
Don't get carried away now. Take it easy. There's an insult coming.
And
hang on.
For your age, you look great.
Those are the next words.
Right. You know, right. I mean, he trashed me before calling me fat and this and whatever.
I never call you fat.
Yes, you do.
I never. And no. I don't even say zoptic. I don't say anything
zoptic,
like that.
You just did.
I just.
Burly. What did you call me? Burly, beefy. You know, whatever. Yeah. That's it. Keep it up.
Man.
Oh, and then, of course, I look up at the TV. Dr. Phil is talking to some guy who's 648 pounds today and how he lost weight. Right. That's what I need to see. Oh, my goodness.
I got to tell you, it's all in your mind. I really, really believe that.
Tell that to my waist.
No, come on. It's all in your mind. You got God. How long? Jackie Gleason lived. He lived pretty long, didn't he, Frankie?
What is that supposed to mean? What is that supposed to mean?
No.
Jackie Gleason lived a long time, Al.
Don't worry. Even though you can be fat
and still live to a ripe old age or whatever.
You're the best. Yeah. You are the
Thanks.
Best.
He Thanks was, a lot. Nice he, shot. Well, another shot right across the mouth.
It's a compliment. No, I'm just saying.
He got the 16-inch guns. Bang.
71. He was 71. Oh, but he was a very bad example.
Wait, hold on a second. Bad example? 71's not bad. I'm going to be 50. So you're telling me,
you look good.
But he was also
50.
A heavy cigarette smoker as well.
He smoked constantly, Jackie Gleason.
Oh, yeah. I think in the 50s, when he was doing the Jackie Gleason show, he was smoking something like 6 packs of cigarettes a day.
Oof. Oh, my gosh.
You know, it's incredible.
Yeah. Right. You don't look 50. You look good. You look younger than 50.
Oh, here we go.
You do.
Here we go. What do I look? 47? Go ahead. Come on. Come on, it's coming.
I'm not going.
Get the 8-inch gun ready. There you go. Come on, load it up.
Poor Al. I love you. We know you. It's 10 minutes before 9 o'clock. You know what we're going to do at 9 o'clock? We're going to talk to Matthew West, contemporary Christian musician. What a sweet guy. Great guy. Great American. And we're going to talk. He does Christian music. You know, so you listen to this guy. It's great. And we have a great chat with Matthew off the 9 o'clock hour. Then Curtis Ellis will join us. And then, you know what? One of the most brilliant impressionists of our day, Jim Meskimen, great actor, is going to join us. So we're going to have some fun in the 9 o'clock hour. Right now, let's get down to business on the roads with Susie Cerrone in for Debbie Duhaime. Debbie, if you're listening, we're thinking about you. Debbie, a little under the weather.
Yeah.
We're thinking about our girl. And Susie, as always, handily taking over. And a good morning to you, Susie Cerrone.
Good morning, Joe Piscopo. We've got first it was a stalled taxi, now it's a stalled bus. This is on the LIE Westman at 74th Street. That's got the right lane blocked. You're backed up from the Van Wyck. There's a crash on the BQE southbound south of the Kosciuszko Bridge. That has one lane out. An accident on the Verrazano Bridge. Brooklyn-bound lower level has the right lane blocked. And in Queens, an accident on the Jackie Robinson northbound at Forest Park Drive has one lane out. Inbound, George, good to go for either deck. Inbound Lincoln, 15 to 20 from a stall, quickly cleared. Inbound Holland, about 20 from either approach. Alternate side in effect. Accident in Edison, 287 northbound at exit 1. No problems on the New York State Thruway, but this accident in Greenwich is causing some big problems. It's 95 north southbound near Exit 2. Just getting by on the shoulder, and that in turn is backing up 287 eastbound. You're solid from 8 and White Plains all the way out to the New England Thruway. Now you know how not to go. I'm Susie Cerone on AM 970, The Answer.
Hey, it's Joe Piscopo. Delarusso Laser Vision is the only place to go for all your eye care needs. They specialize in LASIK surgery, but also cataract treatment, eye exams, and a variety of designer eyeglass frames. They're a private family practice with locations in New Jersey, Manhattan, Brooklyn, and Lake Success, Long Island. You can't find the years of experience Delarusso Laser Vision has anywhere else. Dr. Joseph Delarusso pioneered LASIK surgery, and along with his son, Dr. Jeffrey, they've performed over 165,000 procedures. He's been featured on Good Morning America, 2020, Good Day New York, 60 Minutes, and in the New York Times. The Delarusso Laser Vision team works with the best and safest lasers. Even Frankie and Al got their LASIK done by Delarusso. Trust only the best with your vision. Call Delarusso Laser Vision today to schedule a free consultation with Dr. Delarusso. 855-646-2020. 855-646-2020. Or visit Delarusso.com.
Impact Mortgage Corp. DBA Cash Call Mortgage. NMLS ID 128231. Equal housing lender. Not licensed in all states, including New York. Offer not available in Washington. Call 855-657-9910 for licensing terms and restrictions.
You see it on TV every day. Global turmoil. But these international events help keep interest rates low and may even drive them lower. In response, we at Cash Call Mortgage have lowered our interest rates for the new year, and that's great news for homeowners. If you have a current rate above 2.99%, call us to see how much you can save. If you qualify, we'll even pay your closing costs. And we can close your refi in as fast as 20 days with no upfront deposit. With our low interest rates and no closing costs if you qualify, there's never been a better time to lock in a low rate before it's gone. For a free quote, go to cashcallmortgage.com or call 800-990-6947. That's 800-990-6947. 800-990-6947.
Now, can I go?
Hey, go ahead. No, go ahead. I forgot to send you the copy. Okay, fine.
It's Retro Fitness. We want you to get $0 enrollment.
That's the one
with
I missed.
Retro
on.
Fitness. It's because Al, you know, yeah, Al, you go to the gym. We just want you to get you out of Flemington, New Jersey. Hey, you got to go to Retro. I love Retro Fitness because I'm a gym guy, and I love when gyms are laid out. Good. When you walk into a gym, you could tell if it's a good gym or not. Every Retro that I go to is so meticulously laid out. And I'm going to brag about our gym in Flemington, New Jersey, because it's clean and we have all the aerobics upstairs. You got to come down. All the aerobics are upstairs, right? And then you could go downstairs, and that's where the weights are, which is great. And we got a lot of, I've got to tell you something, we got a lot of beef monsters there, if I may, you know? It's like they're down there, these young kids, and then also baby boomers, please, baby boomers, if you're a baby boomer, we want you to go down to Retro Fitness in Flemington, New Jersey, okay? Because if I can do it, you can do it. And this is the time that we have $0 enrollment at Retro Fitness. So here's where you start, please. You go to retrofitness.com, and then you're going to see /location/Flemington. If you go to retrofitness.com, put in Flemington, New Jersey, you know, and you can go to any of the Retro Fitnesses. We'd love to see you at all the Retro Fitnesses, but love to see you. Stacy would love to see you down there. 908-238-3695. 908-238-3695. Love telling you about Retro Fitness. You know what? That you can get child sitting, smoothie bar. There's a pro shop, unlimited tanning. You know, if you get that $0 enrollment, everything, you can, these fitness classes, Retro Fitness. Call Stacy, 908-238-3695. Check out Retro Fitness. And of course, selfishly, if I may, I'd like to tell you to check out Retro Fitness of Flemington, New Jersey.
Mike Gallagher, live from our Wall Street studios.
Coming up at 10 a.m.
on AM 970, The Answer.
Joe Lumberg is out. Hey, Joey, a little cold. The sun is out, but it's chilly today, huh?
It's a little chilly, but it's not bad for this time of the year. We're a little above the normal high, and we're going to get to 48 today with sunshine. That's not bad.
That's good. And then we warm up. We really get into it in the weekend, yes?
We do. I mean, a couple of cold days coming up. Don't dismiss those tomorrow. Only 37, about 36 or 37 Friday with sunshine.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Oh, it's going to be nice. It's going to be nice this weekend. 49 Saturday with sunshine. Low to mid-50s on Sunday with sunshine. Yeah.
And at least we have sun all day today, which is great. Hey, Joe, when do you do your thing down in Arizona? When do you do that?
I fly out Saturday morning.
It's like now.
All next week.
So what is it? Is it one day or is it every day you do stuff?
Oh, it's every day. It's every day.
How many miles every day?
I think I could do like 400 miles next week. Maybe more. I don't know. We'll
oh,
see.
My gosh. Yeah, unbelievable. I tell you, inspiration.
I may not be able to walk next week.
Listen, we love you. We wish you all the best, Joey. This is great. We'll talk to you. I'll talk to you soon. But I love you.
Yeah, I love it.
Thank you. Joe Lundberg right there. And that's amazing. He's going to the southern part of Arizona. And I guess you do miles and miles a day like that. I could never do it. God bless him. Hey, we got a lot to talk about. When we come back, I want to talk to Matthew West, who, you know, I meet people on the road, and I hear all the negativity, and you see all the crazy on the news. And then I go down to Nashville, Tennessee, for Governor Mike Huckabee to do his great show on TBN, which is on February 22nd, by the way. And then you meet great Americans like this kid, Matthew West. He's a contemporary singer, right? But it's Christian music, and the music is great. We're going to have an interview with Matthew when we come back. Curtis Ellis, he can translate all of the great policies of the president's administration better than anybody. Curtis on the show. Jim Meskimen, when I tell you brilliant impressionist, you do not want to miss Mr. Meskimen, a brilliant actor as well, stand-up comic, will join us live. We love having you with us. Frank is here. Debbie is taking a little break. Susie's in. Al's got the news. Piscopo in the morning, and we are coming right back.
News. Opinion. Passion. This is AM 970. The answer.
42 degrees at 8:59. I'm Al Gattulo with local news first. Here's what's going on. New York City DOT officials are going to lay out plans today for protected bike lane projects for Manhattan. This is part of an aggressive effort to add 30 protected bike lane miles in the city this year. The areas getting bike lanes include the busy 6th Avenue in Midtown from Herald Square to Central Park. Police are looking for two armed men who robbed a smoke shop on the Lower East Side. Police say one man had a rifle as the two went into N&N Delancey Smoke Shop on Delancey Street around 4:30 yesterday afternoon. No one was injured, but the two made off with thousands in cash, cigarettes, and other merchandise. In sports, Devils shut out in St. Louis by the Blues by the final of 3-0. You now know what's going on. I'm Al Gattulo, AM 970, The Answer.